Can you go through the regimen, particularly the whole issue of maintenance, and then how that compares in terms of what the control arm, I guess mainly BR, but also what the entire platform was, including the maintenance?
Sure, sure. So both arms, and you got to kind of remember when this study was being designed, which was around 10 years ago now, the PRIMA trial had just read out. And so in the PRIMA trial, I'll remind folks, had basically our chemo followed by our maintenance. And so when we designed that trial, there was a lot of buzz about maintenance. I think maintenance is still a good option, but we really wanted to have maintenance in both arms to mirror what was at that time felt to be the standard of care for all patients newly diagnosed. So as you mentioned, both arms had maintenance therapy where everyone had rituximab for 2 years after finishing induction therapy, both arms. In the experimental arm, which is the lenalidomide arm, we started patients with 20 milligrams of lenalidomide given on days 1 through 21 of a 28-day cycle with rituximab given at the beginning of each cycle. The first cycle, they had kind of a weekly induction regimen. At 6 cycles, they were evaluated, and if they were not in a complete remission, they could continue on with 20 milligrams of lenalidomide for up to 12 cycles. If they were in remission, then we did this drop-down dose where they got 10 milligrams of lenalidomide for another 12 months. So the total dose, it's a little bit complicated. The total dose of lenalidomide, the total duration of lenalidomide was 18 months. 6 months of induction followed by a kind of a maintenance additional 12 months at 10 milligrams of lenalidomide. And this was to hopefully decrease the rates of neutropenia and thrombocytopenia. So both arms had rituximab for 2 years. The lenalidomide arm had a kind of a extended duration of about 12 months of 10 milligrams of lenalidomide after the 6 months induction. On the chemo arms, basically the investigator could choose between rituximab bendamustine, rituximab CHOP, or rituximab plus CVP. They all got 6 cycles, and at the end of 6 cycles, they then got another 2 years of maintenance rituximab given every 2 months per the PRIMA trial.